Summer is officially over, and today is the first day of school for K-12 students across our community. Back to school time, always full of exciting opportunities and challenges, and this year is certainly no exception. From Orange County and Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell has your back to school report.
I just can't express enough how the excitement is just so palpable.
Chapel Hill Carrboro City School Superintendent Naya Hamlet had a busy week rallying the district ahead of the new academic year. She and other members of her leadership team held a bus tour of 20 schools to celebrate school spirit and reaffirm goals for the educators and students. The tour featured many dance performances, songs, and school chants, which Hamlet described as energizing to her staff.
You know, this time last year, it was really about kind of like, let's just figure out how we could make it through. And now it's just totally different. And it's such a positive vibe and good vibes and energy. And I know that our kids are going to feel that when they come and for the first day of school on Monday.
A big reason for that difference, schools across the community are no longer wading through determining and enforcing COVID-19 protocols. While medical experts still suggest individuals take precautions for the virus's spread, this fall is the first in 3 years that does not involve remote learning or masking requirements. For some parents, their thoughts have turned back to a key issue for many years prior to the waning pandemic, school safety. The tragedy of a high-profile school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, happened as the prior school year was coming to a close, but is still at the forefront of what local school districts are looking to prioritize. Orange County Schools Superintendent Monique Felder said as a mother and grandmother, she understands why school safety is top of mind. She said every adult across the district's campuses are, quote, committed to ensuring our schools are safe places.
All of our schools have a security plan in place. Our employees take regular emergency preparedness trainings. In addition, across the district, we've updated our safety programs over the past 5 years, including assessments from national safety consultants. Why? Because we believe in being proactive, especially when it comes to safety and well-being.
Hamlet echoed similar sentiments, but added she believes the mental health of students factors into school safety. With teenagers and younger students facing a mental health crisis that challenged well-being even before COVID-19, the superintendent said it's critical for students to feel like they are in a safe space with trusted adults.
There are a number of ways that we're approaching it, and first and foremost, just making sure that people feel emotionally safe, right? Mentally safe, socially safe, and then also ensuring that our physical safety is shored up for our staff and students.
While the excitement may be high now, both Felder and Hamlet acknowledged some of the challenges posed by changes in the job market. Teachers are a component of the ongoing phase some call the Great Resignation, with Orange County and Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools each having many roles still open. The superintendents said they are confident and thankful for the staff they currently have, while Chair of the Orange County Commissioners Renee Price told 97.9 The Hill she's aware of the burdens any vacancies create. Price said while the county government is committed to supporting the districts through funding, it won't solve any of the immediate changes.
For a county that put so much effort into our schools and pride in our schools, it's going to be a challenge. We respect our teachers to the max, but it is going to be difficult having, you know, if there's a shortage, that means that someone else is having to pick up the slack. There may be times when tensions are high, but hopefully, you know, teachers and faculty and staff have their own support groups so they can get through this.
Still, a new school year brings new beginnings for students and staff alike, with Felder saying her district could not wait for Monday.
Number one thing I want our families to know is that we are excited about this new school year and looking forward to seeing them and their children back at school.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
Turning to crime news, Chapel Hill police have made an arrest in a fatal shooting that happened Thursday night at the University Gardens housing community on Pritchard Avenue Extension. 22-year-old Anthony Holman of Chapel Hill turned himself in yesterday. He's charged with first-degree murder in the killing of 19-year-old Rozelle Tyreek Jenkins. Meanwhile, in Hillsboro, police are now offering a $5,000 reward for information in the murder of 17-year-old Nicholas Frank at Bellevue Mill Apartments on Nash Street on June 29th. Contact information for Hillsboro Police is available on our website, chapelboro.com. Other crime news, the North Carolina Alcohol Law Enforcement Division conducted a statewide enforcement operation over the weekend that resulted in 189 arrests across the state, but that included one arrest in Chapel Hill that's drawn controversy. Thursday night, ALE agents arrested 20-year-old Alexander Sumner for illegally buying alcohol at the Tar Heel Station store on East Franklin Street. They say he refused to stop or provide ID, and agents ultimately forced him to the ground to apply handcuffs. A photo of the arrest sparked outrage on social media. The photo said Sumner was bleeding, though an ALE spokesperson said no injuries were reported. On Friday, Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue issued a statement saying his department had nothing to do with the arrest and asserting the importance of building and maintaining trust with everyone we serve. Direct quote. The ALE spokesperson said supervisors will review the incident. That's standard practice whenever there's a use of force. ALE also reported seizing 22 fake IDs in Chapel Hill on Thursday night, plus 24 bottles of liquor from a vehicle with numerous underage occupants, and three businesses, Buena Vibra, Still Life, and Goodfellows, were cited for selling to minors or having underage employees drinking on the job. Visit our website, chapelboro.com, to get more local news, including a rundown of local government meetings this week. The Hillsboro Town Board meets tonight at 7 to discuss creating a standing advisory board on reimagining public safety, and Chatham County Commissioners meet today at 1:30 to discuss the latest plans for development in Moncure around the future VinFast vehicle plant location. Time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Franklin Street Realty. We'll start with Tar Heel football. The season opened with a bang for the Tar Heels on Saturday. Carolina struggled on defense, but freshman QB Drake May set multiple records as UNC rolled over a shorthanded Florida A&M 56-24. With your recap, 97.9 The Kills, Michael Coe.
Florida A&M came into the Week 0 matchup with Carolina in Keenan Stadium down 20 players and dressed only 7 offensive linemen due to eligibility issues. And yet, the Rattlers scored 24 points against new coordinator Gene Chizik's defense. The scoring came in a losing effort as the Carolina offense proved too much for the Rattlers to control. Freshman quarterback Drake May put up a historic stat line, throwing 5 touchdown passes in his first collegiate start. May is the first UNC quarterback ever to throw 5 touchdowns in his first career start, and the first one to throw 5 touchdowns in a season opener.
Yeah, it was fun out there. You know, I thought that, you know, the crowd, pretty good turnout. Felt good, you know, playing with the guys out there, you know, for a first game. Took us a little bit after that first drive to get it going a little bit, but I thought we did a nice job. I'm glad we had the win, and got the win on Coach's birthday, so.
And yet, there are plenty of warning signs for next weekend's road tilt at Appalachian State. A Tar Heel defense which had been touted as an improved unit over its 2021 version seemed anything but, leaving Rattler receivers open and allowing quarterback Jeremy Musa to throw for 279 yards. UNC head coach Mack Brown said the team had no idea Musa would even start the game.
We had not seen their quarterback, Musa, and he had an outstanding night. He was a guy at Vanderbilt that didn't play very much. We saw him a little bit in the spring game. The first pass he threw in the spring game was intercepted, and we didn't think he'd start. We thought the other one was really good, and we kept wondering, and obviously now we know why he started. He's really good.
Fortunately, there were many bright spots for the Tar Heels Saturday night, particularly on the young offense. Carolina's two highly touted freshman running backs raised many an eyebrow around Chapel Hill. Omarion Hampton announced his presence with authority. 14 carries, 101 yards, and 2 touchdowns in his first career game. He's the first UNC running back to rush for more than 100 yards in his first career game since the legendary Charlie Choo Choo Justice did so in 1946. George Pettaway wouldn't let his backfield teammate completely steal the spotlight, though. The shifty freshman from Virginia made one of the highlights of the night, evading 4 Rattler tacklers on a 29-yard touchdown run in the fourth quarter. He finished with 4 rushes for 51 yards and the score. But like 2021, it seems the defense could be worrisome. An early injury to star cornerback Tony Grimes, which forced him to miss the remainder of the game, does nothing to calm the nerves. UNC classified it as an upper body injury. So, the Tar Heels start the season 1-0 for the third time in 4 years since Brown returned. It's certainly a palate cleanser after 2021's disastrous opening loss in Blacksburg, or the catastrophic final two games of that ill-fated season. But lest Carolina lose to Appalachian State for the second time in 4 years, there remains work to be done. And Brown is confident that work will pay dividends.
We've got some work to do, but the defensive staff's never had a game together. Coach Chizik hadn't called defenses for 5 years. So I think we'll all see a tremendous amount of improvement in a short time, because I knew they weren't very happy there.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.
Elsewhere in UNC sports, the second-ranked Tar Heel field hockey team opened their season with a pair of wins in the ACC Big Ten Challenge in Winston-Salem. On Friday, freshman Ashley Sessa had a hat trick to lead Carolina to a dominating 5-1 win over number 3 Michigan. Then on Sunday, UNC fell behind 2-0 to fifth-ranked Iowa in the first half, but rallied back for a 3-2 win in overtime. Aaron Mattson with the game-winning goal. In soccer, the top-ranked UNC women stayed unbeaten with a 6-0 win over Baylor on Sunday. 6 Tar Heels scored goals there, with Avery Patterson getting the game winner in the 5th minute. UNC men's soccer also got a win yesterday, 1-0 over South Florida. Milo Garvanian got the goal on a penalty kick in the first half. And UNC volleyball dropped 2 of 3 matches in Colorado to open their season, beating UC Santa Barbara but losing to Northern Colorado and Colorado State. Back to football. Friday marked week 2 of high school action. Chapel Hill moved to 2-0 on the season with a 35-7 win over Orange. Cedar Ridge nipped East Chapel Hill 8-6. Carborough got in the win column with a 14-6 win over Graham. Northwood rolled over Jordan Matthews 52-0, and Seaforth lost to Broughton 47-0. In the NFL, the Carolina Panthers beat the Buffalo Bills 21-0 on Friday in their last preseason tune-up, but that win came at a cost. Backup QB Sam Darnold suffered an ankle sprain that could knock him out for 6 weeks, and kicker Zane Gonzalez suffered a groin injury that could be season-ending. Carolina's regular season opener is September 11th against the Browns. And in baseball, the Durham Bulls beat Nashville 4-1 yesterday, wrapping up a rough home series with 2 wins and 4 losses. The Bulls are back on the road this week at Charlotte, beginning tomorrow night.